So it's showtime once again for the Harrogate St Andrews Players. You may remember these guys from last year because they put on the brilliant Legally Blonde show. And another year on, we are back. And the next show is Rock of Ages. And I'm here with four people from the group. Would you all like to introduce yourselves and let us know your role in the performance?
Hi, I'm Luke, and I'll be playing the character of Franz.
Hello, I'm Liz. I'm the stage manager.
Hi, I'm Charlotte, and I'm playing the part of Regina.
I'm Alex, and I'm playing Stacey Jacks.
And what is Rock of Ages? If you could summarise what sort of a story, without giving too much away, because you don't want to ruin the ending, we don't want a spoiler, what is the Rock of Ages and what can people expect?
So Rock of Ages is a musical, and it has some brilliant songs in it that everybody should recognise and
from
be like, 80s? And they'll forget, yeah, from the 80s, Liz, thank you, I was going to put that in somewhere. And they will be able to sit there and be like, oh my God, I forgot how good that was. That song was.
Will people sing along?
Yeah, yeah. I think people will sing along. The story follows the leading man, which is played by Chris. He plays the character of Drew. It follows sort of him wanting to pursue a career as a rock god. And he sort of finds love interest called Sherry, who's played by Beth. And it sort of follows their story and meets characters along the way. The good thing about this musical is it sort of introduces every character and every character gets known by the audience, where sort of other musicals, it sort of forgets the characters, whereas this one, every character is known within the show.
So let's find out a little bit about everybody's character then. Charlotte, tell me about Regina. It's a great name, that.
Isn't it? So Regina's the protester of the group, and she's trying to save the strip from being shut down. Hertz is wanting to regenerate the city, so then there's not as much rock element in it. But Regina, that's all she's known from the city, so she's wanting to save that element of it.
She's a rock girl, is she?
Definitely.
Do you know what your costume's going to be like, yeah?
Very hipsterish.
Okay.
I'm more of a hippie.
And Alex, what's your character like?
My character is the sexy rock god of the piece.
Why were you chosen for that part?
I have no idea, to be perfectly honest. Because I can pull off heels. He is very self-centred and tries to make out of anyone he can, really. He has multiple partners along the way. And that's all he does, he just gets involved in everyone's business and no one particularly likes him.
What, is this a play suitable for children or not suitable for children?
I wouldn't recommend it for anyone under the age of
12.
Yeah, I'll go with under 12, so I wouldn't advise it.
Okay, so it's a little bit naughty at times, but obviously there's a lot of singing, there's a lot of dancing, so it is going to be a lot of fun. One more character, what's yours like?
So Franz, he's the son of Hertz, who's trying to sort of shut down the city. He's very quiet and is under his control of his dad. But in the second half, he sort of rebels a bit.
So, you come out here to be a rock star, Wolfgang von Kult?
I don't know. I guess.
There's no guess. You want something? You gotta just take it. Come on, first thing that comes out of your mouth.
Well?
Say it, Wolfgang!
I wanna rock! Now, Liz, you are the stage manager. How is it controlling all the actors and actresses of the Harrogate St Andrews Players?
They're very well behaved, really. They're fine until they get on stage and then they forget everything they've ever been taught about what they should be doing. But it's interesting, and nothing's ever the same. However many times we say, that's a door, you can't walk through there, or that's a wall, you can't walk through there, they still do, until they get on stage.
And what's it like, sort of being behind the scenes and controlling where everything goes? I imagine that's really complicated.
It's great. It's the word controlling that's really great.
Yeah. Are you the boss, Liz?
Yeah. Once it gets onto stage, I'm the one that calls all the cues and tells the lights when to go and when that time when to go. All the scene changes.
So for anybody that's going to come along, firstly, when is it on and where can people watch it?
It's at the Harrogate Theatre. It starts on Wednesday the 18th of October, runs till Saturday the 21st of October, and we have a matinee on the Saturday afternoon as well.
And if you could summarise in a few words what kind of an evening people can expect, what would you say?
Definitely fun. It's a whirlwind. It's music from beginning to end. It's loud. They can dress up if they want to. If they want to come in their 80s rock stuff, that's fine.
Very energetic and uplifting, and it's a show that you're going to walk out and you're going to be singing the songs too on your way home.
I'm going to say slightly ridiculous in some points. It's extremely crazy in points, and it's, well, as Liz said, it's just a lot of fun. You can detach your brain a bit and chill out and watch some performers.
And so people can come in fancy dress, they can come and see the Rock of Ages. Where can people go to get tickets, and how can they find out a little bit more?
They can go to the Harrogate Theatre's website. They have the tickets on there, or they can find us on Facebook, and there will be a link on there for where they can find the tickets, and also on Instagram.
Well, we'll make sure we put plenty of links as well at strayfm.com. I think the right thing to say is break a leg, is that right?
That's the one.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Well then, Rock of Ages and the Harrogate St Andrew Players, break a leg.
Thank you.
I quit.